Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of
the Withholding Nothing podcast. And I know that we've been away for a long time, but you know, we're back, and that's all that matters. All right, so today, Trishelle and I have decided to drop an episode because one, we missed you guys
so much.
Two, we missed you guys
so much.
And three, we want to let you guys know what's been happening in our lives, kinda. All right, so where have we been? We've been chilling like a villain. Where you been?
I've been home all the time.
And I have been working. I took a little break from social media for Lent and kind of just like get a break from the scroll. Like scrolling every day, it's just not healthy, right? What do you think?
I agree. It's not healthy.
Have you ever done a social media like break?
I have, yeah. I deleted all my social media at a point. And when I did that, I saw myself going on YouTube a lot more.
Like, me too.
Yeah. I would just pick up the next thing.
Yeah.
So next time, because I should do another social media cleanse soon. So next time I do it, I will keep that in mind to not replace it with something else, like watching a bunch of movies or whatever.
Yeah. I find myself in that same position when I give up social media. I become like a YouTube guru. And like I'm watching the shorts and I'm watching videos and it's like you're still on your phone,
so exactly.
It's kind of defeating the purpose. But anyway, speaking about cleansing, I just completed a 3-day water fast. 72 hours.
Woohoo!
72 hours, no food, no coffee, no tea, no gum, no sparkling water.
Nothing that your teeth can use.
Nothing that my teeth could use. Strictly H2O. And to be
honest, she pointed a gun to my head and forced me to do it too.
No, I did not. And to be honest, I started on a Wednesday. So I was doing it while I was working. So I did it from Wednesday to Friday. And Wednesday, to be honest, was the easiest day. Thursday was a little bit harder because that was like the full day of no eating. And Friday, of course, was a little bit harder as well because you're counting down the hours until you can eat. But overall, the experience of water fasting, first of all, I never thought I would ever water fast. I thought people were crazy for doing it, but I wanted to do it to kind of get back that discipline that I lost. Kind of get a hold of what I was eating, kind of get control back over that. And to kind of jump start my weight loss. So prior to fasting, I never thought I could do it because who wants to go without food? I thought it was like starvation, but it really isn't. Right? Water fasting helps the body to slow down and to reset and to create things that we don't even realize is happening in our bodies. So that's what helped me to stick to it. And that's what helped me to be pure with it. Because sometimes people do add coffee, do add tea, do add sparkling water because you feel like you just need it, but you really don't. So that's my take from water fasting. I feel good. I lost 6 pounds. And of course, people will be like, well, you're just going to gain it back when you start eating. But you won't if you eat the proper things. If you're eating fruits, if you're eating vegetables, if you're eating legumes, if you're eating the proper things, the weight is not going to come back because by the time you walk up and down the steps, it'll be gone. So after doing this fast, I mentioned it to my daughter. And, you know, I kind of suggested that she try it out, and she did, but she's only about 24 hours in. So how are you feeling 24 hours into this? First of all, why did you say yes?
Well, I did agree to it because I wanted to reap the benefits without any of the work. And the benefits being my skin. Like, I told myself before all of this that I would just only drink water and no juice. Like, literally in Florida, I was saying that. I was like, all right, I'm not going to drink any juice, just water. And I couldn't even stay true to that. But it's only because, mostly because of my skin. Like, I know my skin probably looks the way it does because of the food that I put in my body. And, you know, water is a natural thing. Drinking, like, everyone who drinks just water has good skin, I think. Mm-hmm. And so when you showed me your skin, it definitely gave me a lot more motivation. So that's why. And then you told me about all the benefits that it does inside of your body. Like, it produces new cells. It helps with mental health. I'm not a stranger to fasting. I've tried intermittent fasting before, so I know it is good. Like, the benefits are there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, why not?
And 24 hours in, I felt good. I felt like, okay, I can do this. But I also, like, in the back of my mind was like, bruh, you're probably not hungry yet because your body is still good from what you ate, you know, the day prior. Mm-hmm. So how are you feeling 24 hours into it?
I don't feel good.
I don't feel good. Go
ahead. I feel irritable. Mm-hmm. Feel a little angry. Mm-hmm. And I feel like time is going by so slow.
Yeah.
I want to do it. Like, I want to complete it fully. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know how. Like, I don't even want to eat, really.
Right.
I just want to be satisfied, I guess. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But.
So the way that you're feeling, that's how I felt on the second day. Like, I went upstairs to bed and, like, I almost cried.
Yeah.
Because I was just so frustrated. Like, I just want to eat something. Like, I'm not even hungry.
Yeah.
2 days without food and I was not hungry.
Yeah.
But I was so upset and so frustrated. I just wanted to eat.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So what does, like, do you give into that? Or do you say, I can do this? Like, what are you thinking? Because this was something that I just dropped on you. Like, for me, I watched videos, I read articles. All right, I didn't read no article, but I watched videos and learned as much about it as I could to be like, okay, I'm gonna do it. But I did say, like, when I was contemplating doing it, I was like, all right, I'm just gonna start, like, on a Monday, or I'm gonna start on a Friday so I could be home over the weekend. But then I was just like, no, just do it now.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just do it now. And I just did it on a Wednesday. It's crazy. Every time I do something with my weight and my health, it's always on a Wednesday. I don't know why. But I was like, all right. So I started on Wednesday, and Thursday when I went to work, I was fine. I came home, just watched some movies, took a nap. Thursday, went to work. I was feeling it a little bit. And that night is when I was, like, angry at mm-hmm. myself. Like, I just want to eat. But I was like, you're not even hungry. So how do we fight? How are you going to fight that feeling? And I said all of that to say, I just dropped this on you. And you said yes. Like, you didn't have no time to think about it. You didn't have no time to research. You didn't have no time to do none of that. So do you feel like you're going to be able to sustain it? Are you, or, like, how are you feeling regarding continuing it?
Honestly, I'm feeling very unsure because mm-hmm. I don't know. Because, I mean, it's day one, 24 hours, and I just... I guess I don't know what I'm going to do, but what I need to do is remind myself why I'm doing it. I need to remind myself that it's 100% possible, because, like the videos we watched said, it's very easy for us, or it's natural for for us to do 5 to 10 days fasting. Like people who would, hunters and gatherers who would go hunt for their food, mm-hmm. they, you know, fasted for about 5 to 10 days, and our bodies can do that easily. I need to remind myself that it's my mind that wants the food, not actually my body. Mm-hmm. I also need to remind myself that I am also doing this for religious reasons. I know fasting is a religious thing, but not only fasting from food, mm-hmm. but fasting from an undisciplined life. Mm-hmm. Like, I really need to force discipline into my life. Mm-hmm. Like, waking up at a good time, just cleaning my environment, not being on the phone first thing when I wake up, mm-hmm. just creating other outlets to spend time. So as these last 48 hours trickle down, that's what I will need to remind myself of, like mind over matter, mm-hmm. instead of, you know, saying, an apple wouldn't hurt, or mm-hmm. let me just eat this orange real quick. It's mm-hmm. basically 95% water. Mm-hmm. Like those thoughts need to cease. I really need to do this for the discipline. Mm-hmm. I need a disciplined life.
Now, what do you think of, like, when people might hear this and they'll be like, y'all are crazy. You need food. Like, our bodies need food. We have to eat. I could never do this. What do you think about that?
Honestly, I think that's kind of a closed mindset and a spoiled mindset. Because, of course, in America, we have food down the street. We can eat whenever we want. Mm-hmm. It's not that we need to eat food. It's just easily accessible. It's a privilege, mm-hmm. how much food we eat. Other places in the world and other families in this world, even in America, they don't eat every day because they don't have that privilege. You know, eating is a privilege. I see TikTok sometimes of, you know, they would say these stories like, oh, now I understand why my dad wouldn't eat dinner with us. It's because their dad would eat the scrapes of their food. They would mm-hmm. eat, he would eat what they didn't eat. So when people say, oh, you're crazy, you need food, it's that's what was taught to you, but it's not what is actually the truth. Like, our bodies do not need food every single day. I mean, even the 3-day fast for, like, someone who's like that is probably extreme. But, like, on a regular day-to-day, you can, just like the alternate fasting, you can not eat for a whole day and then eat the next day. And then not eat for a whole day and eat the next day. Like, mm-hmm. our digestive systems do not have to be on a go 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Like, we fast when we sleep, mm-hmm. and then we go ahead and eat breakfast. Right. Like, it's not to introduce your body to that much food and sugar splat in the morning.
Yeah.
It's not good.
And we don't realize that because, hold on. Because I don't know why I'm holding this like I'm a waiter. We don't realize that because we have been taught mm-hmm. to eat breakfast. That's the most important meal of the day. And if it is the most important meal of the day, great. But if we're eating donuts,
yeah.
if we're drinking coffee with mad cream and mad sugar, like how I like it,
yeah.
how is that benefiting our bodies? Like, we have to realize that our body is just not outside. Like, mm-hmm. inside there are cells. Inside there are things that are reproducing. That is what is so important, and that is what we should be feeding. We are right now, like, mostly everybody in America or across the world, we're feeding our own pleasure, our own desire. Mm-hmm. But we're not doing anything that's benefiting our body. Mm-hmm. And I feel like healthy Trisha is back. Like, I've been slaking. I've been slaking big time. Like, eating oxtail and eating all of these fried chicken and Korean hot dogs and all of this stuff I've been eating because that's what pleased me. But my body was not benefiting from it. And I realized that. And so I'm not saying I'm never going to eat meat again. I'm not saying I'm never going to eat a Korean hot dog again. But I'm not going to eat it often. Mm-hmm. It will be a treat. It will be, you know, once in a while thing because my body doesn't need all of that. And like I was telling you earlier, Jesus fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights. Like,
I can't even fathom that.
40 days and 40 nights he did not eat any food. And I've done it for 3 days, and I'm doing it with you again for another 3 days, and you be struggling, right? And so maybe, you know, that we could use that to help us get through it as well.
Yeah.
But I feel like I was struggling when I did it by myself, and I'm doing it right now because my initial plan was to do water fasting for 3 days, eat, and then go into it again another 3 days, eat, go again, and for 30 days. And after the first 3 days, I was like, no, I'm not do this. I cannot do this. I'm not going to do it. So I changed my mind, and I was like, I'll do juicing for 3 days, eat, juice for 3 days, eat, juice for 30 days. I could do that. Doing the water fast made me realize that an apple is like a steak, yo. Like, an apple is like, yo, if I could just eat an apple, I can't wait to eat an apple. So from going from water fasting to juice fasting, I feel like it's going to be so much easier because it allows me to appreciate what I went through when I wasn't eating anything, when I was just drinking water. So I'm doing this again just to be a support to you, because I know it's not easy.
It's very hard.
It's not easy. But I know that if I had someone doing it with me, it'll make it a little bit easier, but really not. But at least you have someone who can understand. You could, you know, be mean to, as you have been being mean to me. And just pause and just have a thought and have a conversation about whatever comes to mind.
Yeah. And during the fast, I think it's also beneficial to, like you said, read the Bible and meditate, because your body's working on itself. And then so your mind, to distract your mind instead of doing, you know, social media or whatever, to just try to get closer to God. That's what I've been trying to do. I haven't been working. And in this, you know, season of having no job, I've been wanting to get closer to God, create a closer relationship with Him. And I think this would be an amazing way to give, because, you know, mind, body, and soul, give that all to Him.
Mm, I love that. I love that. So how do you think you can do that? How do you plan on doing that during the last days of your 72-hour fast?
I have to overcome my fleshly desires. I'm gonna punch you. I will have to overcome my fleshly desires, as in, like, you know, I can be on TikTok scrolling, and once I have that urge, when the Holy Spirit tells me, read your Bible, then I must read my Bible, because we're going to want to, because at least right now, I know I'm going to want to have those quick dopamine releases, because I don't have food. So when my intuition is saying, read your Bible, meditate, pray, show gratitude, any of those, then I have to succumb to that. I have to go ahead and do that. Because I know that I should be reading my Bible more, but I always please my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, eating when I'm bored, or going on social media, watching a movie, bothering you, just doing anything but reading the Bible and meditating to pass time. Because that's really what I'm doing in this season. Like, you know, I'm waiting on confirmation. I'm trying to figure out things, and it's a very I just need to trust. I need to trust God, but I can't just trust Him and then do nothing.
Exactly. Like,
I have to show Him that I trust you. And so I'm going to go without food. I'm going to read my Bible right now. I'm going to journal. I'm going to meditate. Like, I'm going to enact discipline in my life, because for years I've been an undisciplined person since freaking high school basketball. I was the only senior showing up late to basketball practice. Like, I have no discipline in my life. So how can I expect him to bless me or expect him to give me peace? Because that's all I really asked for. I asked for peace. Mm-hmm. How do I expect him to give me peace if I can't wake up in the morning and not be on my phone for the next 2 hours? Mm. Clean my body, like, you know, do my skincare, because I want clean skin, but mm-hmm. I don't do my skincare. Like, what is this? You know, what right. is that balance? So I think that's how I need to start living my life, or proving to him that, you know, I'm someone deserving of peace, mm-hmm. discipline. Because I know this already. I know that I need discipline, so I need to start making the moves. It's like, oh, I saw this stiff neck or something like that. Like, I'm being stiff necked. I want something, but I don't do anything to get mm-hmm. it.
Mm-hmm. When you talk, when I hear you speaking on discipline, mm-hmm. I think of myself, because I feel like I lack discipline as well.
Yeah.
Discipline and consistency. Mm-hmm. And hearing you say that, it's like, damn, you know, how could I have instilled discipline in you mm-hmm. growing up? But I couldn't, because I didn't even have it myself. Mm-hmm. So my lack kind of has impacted you mm-hmm. because you, in turn, have no discipline, or that's something that you're working on as well.
Yeah.
So that kind of sucks.
Yeah, I can definitely see why you connected those dots, because mm-hmm. I have connected those dots before, and I was like, you know, because you've been through a lot of businesses, you mm-hmm. know, and most of them were very good. Like, you should have kept going, I think. Mm-hmm. But, like, back when, you know, I was growing up, still in high school or middle school, whatever, and I saw you with all of this going for you, and then it kind of just stopped. I guess subconsciously that indented something on me, like mm-hmm. you know, I can have these ideas and they don't have to amount to anything, and I can mm-hmm. still be okay mm-hmm. in life, because mm-hmm. you never needed mm-hmm. any of your businesses to flourish. Like, they were mm-hmm. just something that you wanted to do and you did it, but it just didn't turn into anything. Right. So there was just no desire for success, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so when I find myself trying to do things like better my religion or better my discipline, or if I wanting to start something, mm-hmm. I do not have, like, I have no actual hope that it will flourish into anything. I'm just like, oh, it would be nice if mm-hmm. this is something that I did. Mm-hmm. And so I start, I'm like, eh, I don't actually have to do it. Let's move on. Mm. Or just going to the gym, mm-hmm. like
right.
running. Me, I wanted to start running. Mm-hmm. I downloaded the app. And it lasted for a day. Like, the idea and the vision is so thrilling and tempting.
Right.
But to actually do it?
I feel you. I definitely feel you.
I have to pee.
Go ahead. All right. Bathroom break is over, guys. This is what happens when you do a water fest. Gotta use the bathroom all the time. You know what I'm saying? But... yeah, back to what you were saying about being disciplined. It's hard. Mm-hmm. It is hard. And
it's not fun.
It's not fun.
Like, you don't really get much. Like, to think about doing the things, it doesn't bring you much serotonin or anything. Mm-hmm. So it just takes that much more effort to do it. I was just, when I was just in the bathroom and I was thinking about going back down here, I'm like, what am I going to do after the podcast? Like, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. I should probably read the Bible. Mm-hmm. And then when I had that thought, no excitement.
But I can tell you this, and we're going to wrap this up soon because the college games are coming on. I can tell you this. Even that's the mind telling you, oh, you don't want to read the Bible. That's boring. When you pick up your Bible and open it and start reading, it's going to be like, oh my goodness, this mm-hmm. is so, like, it's yeah. going to, you know, make you happy.
Yeah.
But it just takes that one first step to mm-hmm. do it. Mm-hmm. Like, when I used to struggle to go to the gym.
Yeah, you said that.
The struggle was just getting out of the bed. Once I got up, Yeah. Brush my teeth, wash my, I was ready to go.
Yeah.
So if you just take a moment to just do it,
yeah,
as countdown 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, do it. You're going to realize, why didn't I do this? Because even this morning, I told you, I was on my phone too much. I was on YouTube watching these videos, watching, even though it was videos about juicing, it was about fasting. Mm-hmm. It still took up my time. I bought 3 books yesterday. Mm-hmm. I could have been reading those books in that time.
Yeah.
But it just takes for you to realize, what am I doing? Change it and then do what you're supposed to do. And that will help immensely.
Yeah,
I believe.
No, you're definitely right. Because even when I used to try going to the gym and you told me that thing about just get in the gym,
mm-hmm,
it definitely helps. Like, because your mind is already set, like, all right, I'm here, let's do it.
Right.
Instead of,
I was going to the gym at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Every morning. And it was not a struggle. Mm. Because when I got there, it was so many other people there doing the same thing that I thought was hard,
yeah,
and they there before me. So if they can do it, I can definitely do it.
When you, now that you're on your water fast, are you still going to the gym at 4?
No, I'm not going to the gym at all. I'm not working out. Good. I'm not doing anything because that is going to use up energy that, yeah, I don't have.
Yeah.
It's going to make me hungry. Mm-hmm. It's going to make me weak.
Mm.
So I'm not doing anything extra.
Nice.
I'm just doing regular day-to-day activity,
mm-hmm,
walking up and down the steps if I have to. But yeah, I'm not. Some people, like, I'm on a Facebook group with people that are water fasting, have water fasted. And water fasting is a tool that people that need to lose a lot of weight, they're using water fast. Like, they'll water fast for 14 days, 28 days, 30 wow, days, 100 days. And it's like, wow. And it's like, if they can do it, I can do 3 days.
100 days is crazy.
Yeah, but I think there are days in that time period where they do refeed. Mm-hmm. They do eat. And if anyone listening has done a water fast, let us know how you overcame it. Let us know if you tried and didn't succeed. Because it's good to let people know the things that you have experienced, because it might encourage somebody, you know, to make a change in their life. Mm-hmm. It might spark that change in someone's life. So to wrap up this episode, Trishelle, are you gonna continue to do the fast?
I can't say that for sure.
Okay.
But I can say for sure, I will try,
okay,
my hardest. And if I want to eat something, then I will drink the water.
Okay.
I don't want to. I don't want to do this. This is so stupid, but I need it.
So we are going to come back in how many hours you have left? About 48 hours. We're going to come back in 48 hours to see if Trishelle completed her 72-hour fast, or if she decided that this is not the proper time for her to do it. Her head hurts. Drink the water. Anytime she says something, I just tell her to drink water.
And I'm going to punch you in the face.
And she's going to punch me in the face. So yeah, that's about it for this episode, guys. We're going to come back in less than 48 hours to update you on Trishelle's progress. Obviously she's not doing it to lose weight, so,
but the benefits still will be reaped.
Yes. The digestion, the cells, the discipline.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the hardest way to create discipline is with food.
Yeah, I can see that. Cause I've had a lot of bad habits before. And I stopped those pretty easily,
but
I replaced them with something else. Like, mostly it was just the social media that I replaced those bad habits with. So I haven't really changed. I just substituted.
Or replaced.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that about wraps it up for us. We took about 30 minutes of your time. We are going to watch UConn and Purdue and Alabama and North Carolina. So we will be back in 48 hours, about 48 hours. Don't judge us. We're not crazy. We're not starving ourselves. We're not, you know, losing it over here. We're just doing something different. Yeah. And going against the norms. Because if we look at society, we look at America, we look at everything we've been taught, none of that has been beneficial to us. Mm-mm. Nothing that we learn is actually helping our body.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. And it's all because people are making money from it. Yeah. The American Heart Association, the Diabetes Foundation, they all tell you to eat this, eat that. And those things that you're eating does not help your condition. So for us, going against the norm is, you know, is beneficial, because why not? If we've been doing it one way all this time, what is it going to hurt to switch it up for a couple days? Mm-hmm. Like, you've seen, like, well, you can't see, guys, but Trishelle has seen and other people have said how my skin has changed. Mm-hmm. And it's only been 72 hours drinking water alone. So I can just imagine inside my body how it benefited.
Yes.
If it's showing on my face, then obviously something on the inside had to occur first. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. We'll be back, as I said, in a couple hours. We're not going to say how many, because maybe that'll sound too long for Trishelle, but whatever. We shall see you guys in a little bit.
Alrighty. Thank you for listening.